And we give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We worship you. And we give you all the glory. I've been created to worship you. Jesus, I've been created to give the Father the highest praise. But how could I reach the Father if there was no Calvary? I thank you for the blood. Oh, I thank you for the blood. The blood of the Lamb. I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the blood. I love you, Jesus. Calvary was not about my sin only. Oh, Calvary was to introduce me to a daddy that's more powerful than any other daddy on the planet. Our Father, what in heaven, holy is your name. Oh, I just sense the glorious presence of the Holy Spirit. Can we welcome the Holy Spirit? He's going to give us revelation. He's going to glorify Christ. He's going to make Jesus real to you and I today. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat. Can you give the worship team a hand of praise? Come on. Thank you, man. Thank you. Hallelujah. Greetings in the wonderful and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It's good to be here this morning. You know, there's no other place to be in than the place where God is honored and glorified. There's a lot of places in the planet you could find yourself in. It's not every place that has the presence of God. So this morning, it's my privilege, and thank you, Prophet Leon, Prophet Tess, for just being able to just come and enjoy the fellowship. Amen. I'm going to shift the church this morning. Not because I can, but because He can. You cannot come out of COVID-19 and not press the reset button. Oh, yes. COVID-19 was simply quarantine for glory. Every time God put a nation inside a place of isolation, it was in preparation for the glory. When Israel was in a room isolated for one night, the blood on the doorpost, a nation was released. When the Holy Ghost kept 10 days of prayer in the upper room, 3,000 people in the church was empowered on the day of Pentecost. So we want to thank you for the hospitality. I've had a good time with you, fellowshipping with yourself and the leaders. It's just been great. It's just been wonderful. And then, of course, I came here in a very divine hour of my marriage. You'll see God put a word in my heart, a word of knowledge, while you were doing the Global School of Ministry. But I'll share it with you in a moment. But can you put your hands together for my first wife, my last wife, my only wife? You okay? We've been Hallelujah. We've been married for 40 years, and fortunately we were able to be in this part of the vineyard. Amen. The devil is upset and we're rejoicing. Amen.
Greetings, Encounter family. It's good to be in the presence of God. Amen. It's so awesome to know that you're in the right place in the right time. And I want to honor Prophet Leon and Prophetess Esther Lee. You know, Jesus says He's building His church and that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But Prophet is using you to build the church, amen? He's using you, Encounter, to build the church. The church is not a defeated church. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is a victorious church, an overcoming church, a powerful church, a church that is present in the earth to bring the glory of heaven into the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I want to say to you, beloved of God, I just got a scripture that I like to share the word. The word is my thing. It's my thing. The Passion Translation says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, listen to this. So now, beloved, that means you are loved by God. When He calls you beloved, you are loved by Him. Nobody loves you. Know that you are loved by God. It says, now, beloved ones, stand firm, stable, and enduring. Live your lives with unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures. Encounter Church, the New King James says, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. You know, let me just do what the Holy Spirit has impacted me with. I don't know, Prophet Leon, if the team really thought about the name like Global School of Ministry. It's a very loaded acronym, really. I tell you something. I'm going to say it so that it's recorded and you can always have it. Even those that are watching by the live stream, etc., or any of the platforms. You know, I sat there and I asked the Holy Spirit, is it really necessary for another school? Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. You see, if you cannot move with the Holy Spirit becoming relevant to the challenges of this day, you will become irrelevant. If you don't grow even with the vision in your local house, the vision will outgrow you and you will become irrelevant. That's why you must understand, it's not everybody that God speaks to in order to take a church in a certain direction. God used Moses, and I don't want to get Jewish right now, but the essence is God works with a man, not a committee. Hello, committees change nothing. You never see there's a Holy Ghost revival by a committee. The Holy Ghost's revival has got a name of a human being, one human being attached to it. Because somebody is big enough to say, I don't care what the world thinks about me, but what I do care about is what God thinks about me. I am seriously committed to what God wants from me. I might not please everybody on the planet, but there's one person I'm going to die pleasing, and that's God. And sometimes pleasing God is not everybody's favorite. Believe me, there are too many compromising Christians on the planet. And every time that devil shows up against you, it's not because you, Prophet Leon, it's because the voice of God needs to be silent. We want to have written stuff, because writing is the fallen man's communication. The original intent of God is the voice, son, not writing. God humbled himself to come to the level of Moses to write on the tablets the Ten Commandments. But the original intent is the voice of God. Not somebody trying to be nice, but to have an ear to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say in this time. And Jesus says that 7 times. Let him who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of God has to say. We're going to shift you from where you are to move into a school that will give you ears to hear one more time the voice of the Spirit of God, and so that you can move away from the opinions of men and move into revelation knowledge of God. How many of you know that God doesn't educate me? God reveals himself to me. Heaven's number one form of education is not called education, it's called revelation. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Not flesh and blood has not educated you on this. That's why you can go to a Bible school and come out of there with the God of history, like he's an historian, never changing anything in your life. That's why the absence of the supernatural power of God makes people religious. And therefore we have apologetics, because we need to have evidence of God and not thoughts of God only. The school will bring out the mind of God. I tell you, yesterday I went back to my room And I said to the Lord, I'm finding it difficult to sleep. And the Lord said to me, I'm going to show you what the school is all about. I had nothing from God until you spoke. Listen to this. The G for global, it's the third letter in the Hebrew alphabet. It means overcoming the death of the desert through giving. That's what it means. You can do the research some other time. But it simply means the third day is the resurrection day of God. When Jesus walks out of the tomb, he walks out overcoming the death of the desert, because the resurrection power needs to be seen in this end time. And I believe the school is going to remove the ignorance and this wonderful complacency. Others are going to be doing this for me. No, your time has come to be carriers of the glory of God. You cannot depend anymore on the shadow of other people's greatness. God called you by your name, and you need to be in the place that he has for you. The S is the letter that speaks of eternal flame, which means it speaks of change, revealing the unchanging God. He's the only God I know. He's the immovable God who creates all movement. You can't move him, but you'll move. You can't change him, but you'll change. And so the school can never just be for historical people. The school has got to be for revealers of the King of Kings and the Kingdom of God that has to come. And unless there's a new level of education, you are going to be so outdated. I mean, I'm trying to tell you something. I'm 64 years old, but I'm telling you something. I might look like 64, but I tell you something. I'm hotter than most people. I promise you. I say it not arrogantly. I just say it by the grace of God. Because the older you get, the wiser you become. And I want to say to you today, Prophet Leon, maybe 15 years ago, don't give up just because somebody don't like you. You're going to get better and better and better and better and better and better. Because they that stay in the river of God move from imperfection to perfection. Move from corruption to incorruptible. Move from being moved to becoming immovable. That's why the S of the school means eternal flame. Change revealing the unchanging God. I will give you the numerical values later, but the O, it stands for the same power. The beginning is in the end, and the end is in the beginning. The beginning is in the end. That's how Jesus operates. In the beginning, he gives me the end, so I know when I should give up or I shouldn't give up. Because if the end does not look what I saw in the beginning, there's no ways I can stop on module one. Gotta finish this thing. You gotta start and finish. Don't be like some people. When they can't pay the price, they believe God changed his mind. God is the biggest person on the planet that needs a psychiatry. Because he changes his mind so often in your life that I don't even know if he did speak to you in the beginning. I'm still where I am today because God said. But I don't just live on a God said. God would say to Jonah like this. God will say to Jonah, Jonah, arise, go to Nineveh, saying. So every time we move with God, God's got something to say. So you cannot live on a past tense God said only, but if you face some trial and tribulation, your God said will take you through that trial, will take you through that tribulation, will make you understand, I am where I am because God spoke to me. And I might not be what everybody else wants me to be, but I don't think there's anybody else like me. I'm unique. I'm the only individual on the planet that God spoke to, and so are you. So you gotta get the job done. The M stands for water. It has the number 40 in it, because that's where God took me. It says it's your 40th anniversary. This is a new generation rising up that will not be stopped. Like a womb that produces life. so they'll have preparation of 9 months of pregnancies and produce new life into the earth. We need some new Christians, man. My goodness, we need to move away from those drug addicts that come for an injection. Let them into the house of God. And COVID-19 left some of you backslidden. Oh yes, because you had to be the pastor in your home and you waited for somebody else to be the pastor. You had to be the children's ministry for eight months. Son, in the COVID-19 up till now, we've prayed more than 18,000 hours of prayer. Is it because we're religious? No, we just love Jesus. That's all. Why? Because COVID-19 didn't give me a fire. COVID-19 found me with a fire. Oh yes. I'm going to let no COVID-19 carry the title coronavirus in my life. You cannot coronate a demon. There's only one king in the planet, and his name is Jesus the Christ. So change from coronation to COVID, it's okay. But don't let us declare a demonic king that will control my life, control where I go, control what I eat, control where I move. No, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And the Holy Spirit is the spirit over all spirits. Bless you, Jesus. The total of the whole name, Prophet Leon, is the numerical value. I'll send this to you as the Holy Spirit gave it to me. Is the number 403. Each letter has a numerical value of GSOM. And the 403, if you add it all together, it's 7. It adds up to 7, which means God is going to ministry developed that will reveal His perfection. You know why? You cannot always, as a young boy, man. Son, come up here to me. Yeah, come up here. I like your top. Hallelujah. What's your name? Like S or Z? Yeah, that's why I called you. You know why? Because the Z of your alphabet, right? The English alphabet means nothing comes after it. Nothing is going to come after this move. Believe me, souls are going to come into the kingdom. How old are you? You can't be 14, man. Really? Did your parents say that to you? You're 14. Huh? You see, you notice something? The numerical value of His name is 1 plus 4 is 5, which means it's the power of the grace of God that cannot be denied, not in the season. That's why there's nothing after it. Because right now, this church is going to move into a grace. You must enjoy all the mistakes of Prophet Leon. You must enjoy it. Because when it gets perfect, you'll have no way to hide. God bless you, son. God bless you. Hallelujah. I don't know how many mistakes I've made in life, but I tell you, I give God all the glory, even in my mistakes. I'm going to talk to you. Tell somebody. I think Apostle is now going to get to the word. I want to talk to you about waiting in the wrong place. Having the right message, yet in the wrong place. I want you to go to Jonah chapter. Wow, I feel the Holy Spirit here, yeah, man. It's so beautiful. Wow. Prophet Leon, when people become negative about us, you got to ask them, where's the evidence of souls? Don't tell me how to do it. Show me how to do it. Because I'm going to do it anyhow. I'm going to move with the Holy Ghost. Doesn't make any difference. I come out of a satanic world that accuses the brethren. And when you start accusing each other, I doubt whether the Holy Ghost is your leader. Because you're an accuser of the brethren. You got to be so careful. Mess with everybody's wife if you want to. But don't mess with Jesus' wife. You will land up blind just like Saul on the road to Damascus. He is one husband that does not think about using the fivefold ministry. He will clap you, brother, from a horse or anything when you mess with his church. leave his church alone. Don't mess with his church. You will find out that 90% of the time, you are the one that needs changing. Don't always correct on opinions of men. Correct us from the word of God. Give us 10 scriptures to convince us on the mind of God rather than your experiential journey. Jonah chapter 1 verse 3. I think as a church, can we just say it all together? And those that are on the stream, you might as well also start declaring the word of God into the atmosphere where you are. Say with me, but Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Say with me, from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Somebody say again, from the presence of the Lord. You know what, family? It's so important to understand certain dynamics. The only reason why I think the Holy Ghost put me into the book of Jonah, because the name Jonah means dove. And if you're in Hebrew, the A-H at the back of the name speaks of the character of a woman. That's why the Holy Spirit is a helper. And he's not a woman. I'm trying to say what kind of character. Just like he's not a dove. If the Holy Ghost is a dove, I'm an aeroplane. I'm trying to tell you, it's the character and the nature of the Holy Spirit who is God. And you know what? That's why when you speak in other tongues, don't just go ribaka shekata. You must understand it's a perfect language addressing a perfect God that deposits mysteries into you. If you just get away from the religiousness of having to say, this is my escape route. How would you like me to talk to you? And I have no purpose in my language with you. But I'm addressing you. That's why the devil hates me with a passion. Why? Because when I speak in other tongues, I know that mysteries are about to be deposited in me. And I know that I'm addressing God. And I know that when God speaks, God watches over his word to perform it. And he will take it from there. You see, God says to Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. But Jonah decides it's Tarshish. It's so important to wait in the place that God chooses for you. I want to encourage you in this season, don't even leave this house. You've left too many others. Settle down so that God can bless you, because your calling and the blessing of God is directly related to the place God puts you in. I'm still in the same place where he got me when I came out of Satanism. Why? I understand spiritual things. You stay in the place of the master's choice. And come hell or high water, you smile in your storm because you're in the right place with the right God, with the right message. He put you there. You see, it's so important that we understand places form the very existence of our lives is a place. For example, the place called home has your family. It's not just called home because it's a building. There are people in it. The place you call church is the place where God introduces his presence to you and his family. Very important. I tell you, online is powerful, but it cannot beat this. Oh yes, I say it again. Facebook has a face but no arms. makes me feel like Stevie Wonder. I can see clearly now. That's all you're gonna get from from Facebook. But in any case, it's part of our journey. There's two churches going to hand in hand, the online church and the church in the house. We're gonna reach this world. By the time we get to your place, you will find out God has prepared you to find us face to face as God comes to deal with us face to face. Amen. So the Bible is clear. Arise, Jonah. I want you to go to Nineveh. Jonah decides he's going to Tarshish. The first thing is the word of the Lord came to Jonah. So the Father is the source of the word that moves you in life. I look at Jesus. Jesus says, just like he's God, folks. He says, wait in Jerusalem. It's more important to know the place that he chooses before you worry about the power of that place. If he says Jerusalem, he's not in Bethlehem. He's going to meet you in Jerusalem, and his presence will be in Jerusalem. And no matter how good and how powerful the prophets have spoken about the prophecy of Micah to say that he will be born in Bethlehem, but when you want to get to his birthplace and he's going to be born and he's going to be in Bethlehem, his presence will be in Bethlehem. But if he says, wait for me in Jerusalem, you better get to Jerusalem and leave your Bethlehem. Because his presence is directly connected to the place he chooses. That's why it's so important to know that the woman you married is the woman God wants for you. Because the blessing of God and the favor of God will be in that place of marriage. God calls Jonah. Did you notice something? The Bible says, God says, arise, let us go. Jonah decides he's got a better idea. I'm going to go to Tarshish. Did you know every time you move from what God wants for you, you pay? Oh yes, you're going down all the time. Listen to what the Bible says. Let the Bible rather talk. Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish. And guess the Bible says, from the presence of the Lord. You know what Adam and Eve's problem was? It was not the garden. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. You know why churches don't flourish to get to its highest level? They're only faithful in the presence of the leader. And because he's present, they say, don't lay that there, don't put that there. I see it at our church just as much. If apostle walks in here, you better get those lights sorted out. Because the first thing he's going to say, God said, let there be light, don't give me this stuff. Do you understand? Because at the end of the day, they don't want to be embarrassed. So they get offended. But if you're a son, we're only correcting you for greater things for you. That's what we do. We don't leave you to deteriorate. Because if you leave the presence, you're going down to Joppa. Then when you get on the ship, you're going down into the bottom of the ship. Do you know those people who leave the presence of God? They're no more active. And then the worst thing that can happen with you when you flee from the presence of God, some of you are going to stop running from the presence of God. When the worst thing that can happen to you when you run from the presence of God, you fall asleep in a ship. You fall asleep at church. You're not passionate anymore. You don't even take your wife and children to the house of God. You drop them at the house of God. You don't even ask them, how was the service? You're more worried about did you cook? I'm speaking to us as men now. Because if we say we're not going, you see, God has Nineveh as the place. Jonah goes to Tarshish. When you move in the opposite direction of the place God assigned to you, you will start a downward journey. And there is a price for being in the wrong place. Look at the scriptures. In chapter 1 verse 4, the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. You see, disobedience to the call of God brings calamity on the lives of other people who never planned to have a storm. Did you know when you as a child of God is in the wrong place, you know what problems you create for your family? Your wife is never good enough. Your husband is never good enough. You left the ministry. You're not in the children's ministry anymore. You started to flee from the presence of God. You become critical. And the people whose lives you are affecting negatively are the very people who did not expect such a calamity to come into my home. Yes, some guys on the ship. You know, you must take Jesus' messages. Jesus never preaches without the Old Testament. He's Jewish. You see, when Jesus is laying asleep in the boat, he's telling Peter, James, and John, don't forget Jonah. But I am here in this boat not to create calamity, because they also had a storm. So he's reminding them that I'm the God who fulfills prophecy. I'm not a God who plans a program. I'm here to finish a program called Prophetic Declarations. So he's telling them in the storm, listen, I'm glad you woke me up and I'm glad that you're asking me, but I'm not Jonah and I'm not going overboard. I'm going to have you walk on the storm of your water. I want you to know something. The only way you get your family back into the peace of God, get to the right place where God placed you. Let them throw you out of the ship. Let them throw you overboard. But the moment you step out of that place, the peace of God will come to the place where others. Do you know how many men have spoken to me, and women, and young people especially? When are you coming right? You don't want to stop with this Dacha stuff. Now it's again more drugs and more drugs and more drugs. You know what? Let me tell you something. Can you imagine the calamity you'll place upon that boy if you're not in the place that God has chosen for you in your calling? He will turn his back upon God. You know what? You know what the guys in the ship did? They said to Jonah, I'm so glad he's not the Holy Spirit. Said to Jonah, tell me something. Tell me just something. Why do you think the storm is here? Because we've done everything. We've thrown stuff overboard. We got rid of some stuff. We actually, I can't tell you how many people get rid of stuff they should never have got rid of because the load became so heavy. Because once I was saved, once I was on fire for God, I would read the Word of God. But because somebody never gave me an opportunity to preach, I am their present day nightmare. Listen, we didn't call you. God called you. And God placed you in a place. Whether they see you, never hear you, stay faithful to the place that God set you up in. Your family will be blessed. Your children's children will be blessed. But when you make relationship secondary to ministry, you've lost it. Relationship with God is more powerful than ministry. Ministry never builds a relationship. Relationship births a ministry. That's why when I look at it, and I want to bring us to a close in a moment, when God says Nineveh, His presence will not be in Tarshish. For example, Prophet Leon, if I say to Pastor Roach, I said, honey, meet me at Blue Waters Cafe. I'm going to bless you with a good meal at Blue Waters Cafe. She decides, no, she is going to go to Capellini. I tell you, she's also going to have food there by Capellini. She can order a cappuccino or whatever. But son, the problem is, my presence will not be there. Because I said, I'm going to Blue Waters Cafe. That's why many people can't see Jesus, because in the place that He never chose for them. You can see Him, folk. He's alive. I have many of my Muslim friends who came to Christ. I mean, we preach to people in different parts of the world of restricted areas. And then you find out that via live stream, people are filled with the Holy Ghost in a place that looks like a mosque. Because the Holy Ghost is not Muslim. The Holy Ghost is not Christian. The Holy Ghost is God. And He knows how to magnify Jesus and honor Jesus. That's why when you want to have a ministry and you don't honor Jesus, I doubt the Holy Ghost is leading you. Because His mandate from Jesus is, you got to show them who I am. Because if I reveal who you are as the Holy Spirit, your job is to reveal who I am. And when they see me, they will see the Father. I am the center between the Father being revealed and you are the revealer of the Son. Jesus is the center, not of it all. He is the center. That's why some people say it's about Jesus, and when you get on the wrong side of them, you realize it's all about them. I can't tell you, I've already been invited. I must close with this testimony. COVID-19 taught us to preach short and have God more time. I remember I'm invited. Very big conference. Wonderful. Prayed up, fasted and prayed. trusting God. I get to the conference. I realize, you know, when elders and leaders walk up and down a lot, then you start feeling something is not right. You know, you get that feeling. Then I see whoop, 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 boom, boom, boom. So I'm sitting there. There's a brother also with me. He's one of the guest speakers. And after a while, I ask the Holy Spirit, have they missed something? And the Spirit of God just puts a thought in me and says, there's a double booking. Wow. So I asked the brother next to me, without the leaders knowing, I asked the brother next to me, which session are you preaching in? And he says, I'm supposed to go on now. Oh, I see. Because I'm also supposed to go on now. It's wonderful, isn't it? That you have you've flown for 17 hours to be excused. And I watched his face. You know, when you are professional, you are at every wedding, you the bridegroom. At every wedding, at every funeral, you the corpse. You're the center of attraction. Right? Now he's possibly counting like I would do. Spend so much time praying, so much this. And I go back to my conversation with the Holy Spirit. I said to him, how can we sort this out? And the Holy Spirit just put a thought in me. Tell him he preaches and you will just flow because I'm a helper in this environment, not a judge. Doesn't matter which one of you get up there to preach. I have a mandate for the conference. Doesn't matter. So I look at him. I don't tell him all this discussion in my head, you know. It's happening. I get the pastor. I say to him, I'm gonna be a solution for you. He looks at me. He says, oh, we have problems right now. I just can't. I'm honest with you. I'm really just honest with you. And I said to him, let me tell you something. Let him preach. I will serve him while he's up there. Because it doesn't matter who brings the healing as long as they get healed. Doesn't matter who brings the message as long as they get saved. Doesn't matter who is functional as long as Jesus is glorified. I can't tell you what a powerful anointing of God. Why? We both are in the right place, sent by God, and God cannot be denied to have his presence in the place that he chose. He chose the place. We both got to the place and God showed up. Why? It's not about us. It's about him and the Holy Spirit. Take you one more place. When you're moving to the right place, remember you're in the wrong place. You know what God does when you're in the wrong place? He doesn't change his mind about the message and neither the place he chose for you. That's why you see some people leave. They come back after a while. Prophet Leon, some people, man, in my 40 years, wow. I've seen people come back. And I'm asking God, where do I put them now? My goodness. Because what they don't understand is, God is a growing God. That's why I just stay for 6 months like COVID-19 did. Guess what? You're going to feel like a stranger. Because God grows all the time. And if you didn't grow in this period of time with God, you're going to feel, what do we do next? No, that's not what do we do next. Is what we are always were going to do in any case. We are still on the mandate of God. So when people come back, look what God does. Jonah 1 verse 17. The Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Let me just say. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish. You know, in the Hebrew it says God spoke to a fish to swallow Jonah. God does not prepare anything without speaking. God does not turn chaos into order without speaking. That's why if you just want to have opinions, I want to encourage you, get to the school and sharpen yourself. Even if you had 10 degrees, sharpen yourself. It's like I said to one of my Jewish friends, I said, man, I want to tell you, Jesus is right in the beginning of the Bible, in the first verse in the Torah. Bereshit bara Elohim, meaning in the beginning. Elohim, God created. No. In the beginning, that's the English. In the beginning created God the heavens and the earth. You firstly got to find the function before you can have the title. You can't have the title if you're not already shown that you are a bird with wings that can fly. Then we'll call you a bird. But don't come with no wings and try and convince us that you are a bird. That's Western thinking. Western thinking first gives you a title and you've done nothing. No, we want you to first extract my teeth, then we call you a dentist. Don't give me the piece of paper and you mess up my mouth. I need it. I need to. I tell you something. No, let me not go. Let me just thank you, Lord. So what does God do? God speaks to a fish. You know why? Because the animal kingdom must listen to us. Sin made us listen to them. That's why when you look here, you remember Jesus said to the disciples and his audience, an adulterous generation seeks for a sign. Mm-hmm. And Jesus says, no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah. Know what the sign of Jonah is? Is that 3 days and three nights. Can you imagine you're in the belly of the fish? Do you know how you get out of the wrong place? You repent. Simple as that. You change your mind about that haha attitude you had. And you humble yourself and you say, what, God? You really did call me to stand in the car park. Really? I know I'm a lawyer. But I know you told me stand in the car park. But because of my title as a lawyer qualified with an LLB, I thought that's not the place for me. God said, get into the car park. I'll bless you just as much as the man who gets behind the pulpit. But don't shift the place. When you said you wanted to serve God's people, you didn't tell me where I must place you. I gave you a passion to stand in the car park. Stand in the car park. Don't worry about this popularity syndrome. Jesus became of no reputation, but out of no reputation was given a name that is above every other name. You might be in the car park, but I tell you something, you will still raise the dead, you will still heal the sick, you will still cast out devils, you will still bring the lost into the kingdom of God. Don't get deceived. Maybe Philip had that problem. Maybe Luke had that problem. You know what, son? When Jesus chooses people and your name is not on his list, you might feel he's not interested in you. No, he chooses you because you got what he wants for that environment. So Dr. Luke was not part of his team. Oh yes, maybe Luke also sat there when Jesus says, guys, I came from a whole night of prayer. And the father said, these are the 12 boys out of all of you here today. Then he comes up and he says, Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, Judas. The moment he got to Judas, Luke must have said, really now? Really? Maybe my name's next. No, the sons of Zebedee is there. Then there's Judas from somebody else's home. And then Luke's name is not there, son. Neither is Mark's name there. And they could have sat there and said, you know what, Jesus, from the time you grew up in the neighborhood, 30 years we've been there. But you choose Matthew, who actually is a tax collector. No, what you don't understand, when he sends you to the place, he's got the place's freedom in you. God brings the solution for families inside people, not inside pages. So what happens here is, you notice something in Acts chapter 6, choose 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Ghost, and with wisdom, just to hand out food parcels, bro. My goodness, I would have someone said straight, hey bud, take it back, let's get rid of it, just... Tell the people when you bring it there, you just want to bless them. No, God is saying, no, I don't want you to pick up the parcel with the wrong character and the wrong spirit. I'm interested in people. Watch this. They choose among that seven people. There's one guy's name called Philip. He's handing out parcels of food. Maybe Philip also went like this. And thinking, my goodness, Holy Spirit, just with a parcel knock of women that are unhappy. I mean, and then this wonderful apostles have this wonderful spiritual dimension. We will give ourselves to the word and prayer. We haven't got time for cleaning cars. Hey. But you know what? From a food parcel to the evangelist. Oh, yes. From a food parcel to bring a whole city out of satanic bondage, to bring joy among Samaritans that are not even Jewish, but brought to Samaria with all our racial stuff today, with all the prejudices. It cannot stop the Holy Spirit from bringing joy into a nation. Why? Because the place I set you in, my presence will be there. So what do you want? Do you want the pulpit or the presence? What would you want? The presence. Listen, when things go wrong in your life, firstly determine if you are in the right place with God. Before you go from one end to the next, when things go wrong in your business, check out if you're in the right place with God. You know why many businesses have the potential to be producing billionaires? Is because they've never learned how to advance the kingdom of God. So they come up and they lose everything after a couple of years. Some of them are now in retirement with no money. Wow. You know why? Prophet, the only reason why people speak against money, it's their God. And they don't allow anybody to speak against their God. That's why every time you touch their God, they come up with vehement aggression. It's just like somebody said to me the other day, Jesus is a freak, man, he says to me. I said, yeah, I firmly believe that in the opposite direction of your statement. He has freaked you out. Why? I said, have you ever met somebody whom they said is Mary's son, is of the devil? He casts out devils by the power of the devil. Did you meet somebody that says he's a glutton? Did you meet him when they said he's an alcoholic? And did you check his lifestyle? He still raised the dead. He still healed the sick. He still set people free in spite of the very people who did not understand his true identity. Why? The evident son cannot be denied. That's why what you do to close the mouths of people, stay focused on the place that God has placed you in. He will give the evidence in that place. And the more they think you're not going to make it, the better you become. And the more you get from God, His presence, the more they will have to come one day and just say, truly the Lord has chosen him. Truly the Lord has been with him. Amen. Give God just one more time, just a shout of praise, man. Just a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why. You notice what God does? When He shifts you into the right place, you don't have to pay. He speaks to some supernatural transportation for you. I just love it, brother. I had a back up. I want to show you how real this God is. I haven't got time for stories that he fed 5,000. I wasn't there, bro, man. I'm here. I need to see the same Jesus that met Paul on the road to Damascus come to me when I'm on my road to Damascus. Because if he's risen from the dead, he can move in here just like he wants to. He's not dead, focus. Your unbelief that keeps him hidden. But nevertheless, my wife can tell you the Lord is going to take me on a trip, Paul's trip, into Paul and Dr. Luke's prison in Malta. So he takes me to Malta. I'm going to go to Sicily after that. And I want to break the stronghold of condemnation on Italy for the Roman soldiers who feel that they killed Jesus. Why? But the Roman soldiers did not understand. They never killed Jesus. They birthed the church. Because out of the side of Jesus on the cross, the church was birthed. And God says, go to them and tell them, I chose them to birth the surgery called the body of Christ. Pentecost is the day I empowered them, but Calvary is the day where they were birthed. Because Adam had to give Eve from the side of his body. Eve was birthed. The church must come out of the side of the master. And there's no blood at Pentecost, Heron. No blood. The blood is at Calvary. There is no blood in somebody who didn't give birth. The birthplace. So when I have an operation, son. They said, I'll never be able to use my legs. And I thank God for doctors. Jesus didn't say they're useless. Jesus says it's those who are sick that needs a doctor, bro. That's why some people die before their time. They don't want to go to a doctor, at least to tell them what they must fight up against. But nevertheless, we leave them with that lack of wisdom. We'll bury you in any case with no charge, and just went home early. Shouldn't have left. But nevertheless, my back, I must fly now on a plane, bro. And I got an economy class ticket. Right. I tell the Holy Ghost. I'm sitting at the airport here by Oliver Tambo. I got my tickets, everything. I say to the Lord, I need to get a good seat in this plane. Otherwise, I'm going to pray all night walking up and down for 17 hours. I don't care what they think. I'll just come, and when they bring the food, I'll just sit and get up again and just keep walking. I've got to keep this back going. Because God gave me back my legs. No paralysis after the op. So now I'm ready to go for Him. I'm just ready to go wherever He wants me to go. And my back is not fully healed yet. So I'm thinking, Nevs, this is not wise, man. I say to the Lord, this is not wise. And I said to the Holy Spirit, I need to have a better seat. I leave it at that. So it's time now to check in. So I go to the international section. And you know this wonderful thing in South Africa? Everything has a queue. Everything. I queued for 9 months before my mother gave birth to me. I was in a queue, right? Because we were twins. But nevertheless. So, when I'm standing now in the queue, and here comes a gentleman. You know, some people, even if you did nothing, you feel guilty when they talk to you. You know, so I'm standing there, and this guy comes up, excuse me, is Mr. Goldman here? I said, I'm Mr. Goldman. If it's Neville, it's me. Because I don't think I'm the only Goldman on the planet. So he looks at me with a smile, and then the smile disappears. He says, can you step out of the queue, please, sir? And me, I'm thinking, wow. I'm saying, can I come back here again when you finish? I can come here again. He says, sir, please just step out of the queue. There I go. Like a lamb to the slaughter. Then he comes to an office, and he says, can you stand in the queue right over there, sir? I'm in a queue. I don't know why I'm here. So I must stand. The guy in front of me says, are you also on the waiting list? I said, is this a waiting list queue? I said, no, here's my ticket. I take the ticket out. He says, I wonder why you are here. So I said, it makes two of us, but let's keep going. So we walk. Guys, if you have eternal life, quit having stress about stupid things. It's going to give you a weak heart. This guy took me out of the queue. He will have to get me to my destiny. Irrespective. So as I get just a few rows, now I'm next. He says to me, excuse me, sir, there's two people coming to see you. These are all the people that are in authority at the airport. Here they come. They said, I don't know who you are, but your ticket was changed. And we don't know how that came on the system, but you're supposed to leave on this flight. This ticket has been changed, sir. We're going to put you in business class. And you're going to live for the journey in business class. And then, I didn't mind waiting. I didn't mind. Why? Because if God is going to take you to the right place, He's going to make the provision for you. He's going to provide the transportation for you. He will make you sleep in the best places in town. Why? Because all He wants is obedience from you. Don't tell Him it's a wilderness. Don't tell Him how bad it is. He's not stupid after all. He knows. He's an all-knowing God. What am I saying to you today? Today I want to shift you from the wrong place with the divine power of God, that it will help you to say, God, where I've been has not been in the right space. I'm going to take up my prayer life once again. I'm going to take up getting into the Word again. I'm going to take up my place to serve the body of Christ. I'm not leaving the space that you've ordained me to move in. I'm going to be in that space so that Jesus will be glorified. That's why when you don't see the blessing of God, check if you are still in the right place. Then don't have the best prayers in the wrong place, because He's not there. You know, when you pray out to the fish, the first thing that moves God, I've changed my mind. I repent. You know, repentance, Prophet Leon, oh, I feel God's presence here. Let me tell you, repentance is no forgiveness without repentance. Repentance is that thing. Sir, when I say I repent, I ask you for forgiveness, it means I changed my mind about the things I did to you. And because I changed my mind, you must believe me, I will never create the same thing again in our relationship. That's what makes us move in forgiveness and have a cup of coffee every week. But there are people who say, forgive me, and never have coffee with you. Why? Because they haven't changed their mind. Their mind is still, I will not forgive him. I'll not forgive her, because they have not repented. And then some preacher comes along and says, unless you learn to forgive, you will be a prisoner. No, unless you learn to repent, you will never have resurrection power. Jesus on the cross had to firstly come into a change of mind. He had to come to forgiveness on the cross before there was resurrection power. What am I saying to you? Change that place. It's the wrong place. Even if He divorced you and left you miserable, stick to the place of Jesus. Get to Jesus. Some of you might have come through COVID-19. You might have lost your business. You might have lost your dignity. You might have felt that, God, where do I go to from here? Let me tell you something. Take Prophet Leon seriously. And I'm not going to exalt him. I'm trying to tell you, if you don't perceive the grace, let me tell you where this grace is going to go to. This grace will break financial burdens over your life. Your children, your children's children, and their children's children. And you know what's coming out of all the pastors with him? Is the Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. That's the season we are in. We are in a season now that the prophetic and the pastoral and apostolic grace is going to care for what? Revival looks like family. Hear me. That's why when you have the small groups, do you know how distant you were because you were not connected? Do you know how we didn't know where you are? Didn't know how to pray for you? Maybe you were COVID-19 positive. You're not connected in the body. You're just a visitor. Yet being a son of the house, move with what the Holy Ghost wants. Believe me, He has to speak the way He has to. He's prophetic. I bring order into places so that you don't have a misaligned life with God. It's my calling. So I stick in my lane and I get excited about the greatness of others. So when I pray for you right now, I want the worship team to come back. All I want you to do is forget about who you came with. I'm going to forget about Pastor Roger right now. You know why? Because when God gets me in the right place, she's in line for the blessing. When she's in the right place, I'm free in my marriage. And so both of us. We got married when she was 19 years old. I was 25 years old. And since that period of time, we've never stopped making this one quality decision. If God is not in it, what are we doing there? If God's not in it, what am I doing there? I tell you today, I'm so excited for yesterday when the Lord said there is a new generation that is going to rise up with fresh revelation from God. I said to her in the room, it was worth coming and getting together with Prophet Leon. Why? Because it's time for change. It's time for a new generation of men and women that do not just preach because there was a cut and paste ministry, but comes from God with the word from God and says, I spend time with God, and whatever happens today, God watches over His word to perform it. I want you right where you are to pray in the Spirit, bearing in mind who you're speaking to. Amen. Let's just go with me with passion. This day there is a shift in the atmosphere, oh God. There's a shift in the atmosphere. Many wrong places are going to go vacant again in the name of Jesus. I declare right now as we pray in the Spirit, Father. Rushelera posha kanabunda, riba soto kota pata, shelera beshelera mosho korondo, chikarabasa tanda, robo shelera mandeyo. Oh, we call out upon you, O God. We call out upon you today. We repent today for bringing other people into a place of discomfort through our disobedience. We repent today for bringing other people into a place of fear because of our disobedience. We submit to your will. We submit to your will. Receive now the blessing of God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, miracle working power of the Holy Spirit. Today, shift men and women, shift them. I declare divine transportation to move them from the wrong place, to move them into their destiny, to move them from where they are into the blessings of God. We declare it in the name of Jesus. We declare it in the name of Jesus. We declare it in Jesus' mighty name. Church, I want you, when you go home, you take Jonah chapter 4. The last two verses, you're going to see God made provision for Jonah, but he couldn't celebrate the souls of 120,000 people. I've got something in my spirit I want to leave with you. Get one more time excited about souls coming into the kingdom of God. Get one more time excited about souls, new converts finding Christ. Get one more a day excited about it. You know what was Jonah's problem? 120,000 people got saved. He wasn't happy about it. Why? Because of the price. Want to do his own thing. Doesn't want to pay the price. But I tell you, well, that thing's okay. While I was praying this morning, I want to tell you something. There's some of you in the house. Hear me. It's some of you in the house that are tired of being tired. Amen. You want to get out of same old, same old, same old. You want to get out of the stuff. I want you to know, I'm going to pray right now that God, if I want you to be selfish right now. God, if you're looking for somebody to reach the neighborhood where I live, I am the man. Don't worry about my next door neighbor. I am the woman. I am the son. Wow. Zane, come up here to me again. Wow, my goodness, son, man. There's some stuff here that God wants to do. Give me, what's your surname? Diard. With the tear. Man, so is it funny? I want you to stretch forth your hands to the church. To stretch it forth. I want you to see something. If God can use David at the age of 15, he said he's what? Are you 14 or how old are you? You're 14, right? You said you're 14. If David, who is 15, can take out a Goliath, and Mary, who is 15, can give birth to the Christ, then God has no hassle about using a 14-year-old. Then God does not have a hassle. You see, son, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit. You know what God is going to do with the whole church? Is to give every man a childlike faith. To believe God against hope. To see the hand of God. To see that God can use me. Just keep your hands there. How many fingers do you have? Are you sure? Are you sure there's 10? You know why God gave you 10? I like the way you asked me the question, why? That's what we all must ask. You know why? Because the number 10 is the 10 plagues God will use to get people out of their bondage. God is about to come up with diversities of miracles, signs and wonders. I tell you something. And you know what these hands are for? Put it on my head. Don't worry about COVID right now. Just put it on my head. Right? Now you see, when you... That means God takes divine responsibility for the things that are in His place. Stretch your hands now towards the people with me. We're going to give them a double anointing of the presence of God. Just stretch it out like that. Receive from the Lord right where you are. Every demonic thing that tried to shift you, I break its power. I destroy its power. Divine responsibility of God coming to that home where that woman who felt there is nothing more to live for, I tell you, I break the spirit of death and of suicide over your life. Be loosed in Jesus' name. Be set free in the name of Jesus. There's a spirit of condemnation hanging on some of you. I break its power, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Receive the freedom of Jesus. Everybody, if you believe God, give God now a shout of victory because you receive from the Lord. Hallelujah! To God be the glory! 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Say, you may be seated, son. While every eye just bowed for a moment. Today, when you go home, I want you to find somebody who gave up. Take your cell phone them. I want you to find somebody who needs Christ. This revival that's coming, there's not going to be stadiums big enough to handle us. And don't try and look for I don't want to belong to a big church. Listen, let me tell you something. The big church is in the small church. So how come you're not in the big church and you haven't even gone to the house? Because you don't want to be in a big church. No, the early church was in the home. That's why when COVID-19 came, our church lost nothing. Because we have signs, wonders, and miracles in our houses. Turn your house into the same DNA that you find at Encounter Family. Oh yes, turn your same house. If God can have prophecy in the house, He can have prophecy in your house. If God can have signs, wonders, and miracles here, He can have signs, wonders, and miracles in your house. It's your house. And tell yourself this day, God, Jonah had 120,000 people that you wanted him to reach. Tell me, who do you want me to reach? Why? Because our end time mandate is go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You were never designed to be a chair warmer. You were designed to change nations. You were designed to change families. You were designed to break bondages over your children. And don't be shocked if you find that young man come back and say, God used me to do this. He might not say anything. Somebody might get up here in the future and say, I just want to thank God. There was a young man who came to my house when nobody visited me, when nobody cared for me. God brought this young individual to tell me, don't give up. God is about to shift you. God is about to bless you. Jesus thinks the world of you. And maybe today you've come, and for those by live stream today, maybe you say to me, you know what, I don't even know what it's like to be in the right place. I didn't even meet Jesus yet. And I've been in the wrong place for so long. If you're inside this building, I've got good news for you. The good news is that the bad news about you was wrong. That's the good news. Jesus thinks you are worth dying for. Jesus knows this is not stage performance. This is a life. Oh yes. You see me like I'm here? You'll see me like this tomorrow too. This is me every day. Because I only have one life. It's His life. And I'm sharp in anything that God has placed me in. Why? Because He's the God who loves me. He loves you. If you got to a place where you felt, Jesus, I need to get this thing right with you, I want you to lift your hand. If you're here and you need Christ to make this difference in you today, get your hand up there. I want to see it. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Shifting you from the wrong place. You need to be in the kingdom of God so that you can advance the kingdom. Amen. Today, if you've never given your life to Jesus, I want you to leave your seat. Just come up here. I just want to pray with you. Just come up quickly. Don't worry about anything. God is going to keep you. We give you the glory. We give you all the honor. All glory and honor and praise be unto thee. Shelele se pape yo se pare. Tendele se paparo. Jiboro shela mo se pakatele yo. Shifting them from the wrong place to the right place in Christ, Lord. Every man, every woman, every son, every daughter, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you something today. Wow. I want you to look at me. Just look at me for a moment. Don't run anymore. Don't run, sir. You're not finished yet. Don't run. You see, when we run into things, we don't run from things. We run from a person and His presence. You see, if I stood here, sir, everything I have, you know what the church must repent of? And this is your call. I want you to go home. Man, you know what we need to repent of, son? We need to repent of having the presence of God come and then He becomes my spectator. But we don't allow Him to do what only He can do. Ons willen alles wil ons gesien wees. We want to be the center of everything. That's why we get hurt, ma'am. Why? But if He's in charge, don't run from His presence. He spoke to you, don't run. He told you what to do. There's some people in the building can't see their finances go one more place because God, Chris, stole them once. I want you to pay for that. And they never did it. Not because somebody coerced them, because they got waylaid with perceptions. My goodness, I want you to know that money is going to get back to you. Hear me. The Lord is going to turn it around for His glory. You know what? Why? You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot let mammon be a God set for you. But God will make it happen for you. My last point to you is, today, Jesus, sir, didn't go to Calvary for me and you because He wanted to break your sin. It was part of it. But Jesus went to Calvary so that you can have a daddy. Adam was separated from a father, not from sin. Sin kept him from a daddy. That's why when you're in pain, you don't look for the father. You look for the counsel of men. But you need to get back to Daddy God. Hear me. Get back to the Father. Because I tell you, if the Father is not in heaven, there is no heaven. But as it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. Today, don't let anybody tell you how you will serve God in the place of your setting. Serve God. Serve His people. If somebody wants to pick up a chair and there's no help, just pick the chair up. It's your Father's house. You know what makes me forgiven, ma'am? I have a father. And I'm not an intruder. Sons have an inheritance. Servants have a salary. But I'm a son of God, and you're a daughter of God today. And you must enjoy the inheritance, because the one who drew up the testament died so that the testament can have power. So you can't live as it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. Don't give up. And I know for a sure fact, Ibeliso lang staan hier voor. Maar God het lang gewag vir jou. That's wonderful. God can do much more with you if you just relaxed. Your children don't come home stressed out, you know what I mean? And then say, let's have lunch, and then sit like at the table. Neil, a smile, a pran. Today, I set you free today to be a blessing. Serve first. Get through with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Say this with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that you love me. I thank you that Jesus is the way. He is the truth. And He is the life. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. And thank you, Jesus. I submit today. I thank you for forgiveness. I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my deliverance. I thank you that I'm God's child. Today, I take up my rightful place in your kingdom as your child. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Church, can you give Jesus a hand of praise right where you are? We give you the glory, God. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We thank you right now, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. In Jesus' mighty name. You know what, Prophet Leon, I want to hand over to you. There's some of you had chronic problems, physical problems. Don't let anybody tell you when you get old it's brilla and pilla. There's no scripture for that. Amen. There's no scripture for it. It's you and I that must understand what we put into the headquarters. I show you how God moves. Just watch this. Just one word. Just watch. Excuse me, sir. Can you come to me? Yeah. How old are you? How old was Satan when he met Adam and Eve in the garden? How old was he? You don't know his age? How old was he years later when he met Jesus in the wilderness? How old was he? You see, in the spirit, there's no age. Eternity has no age. It's just the outer man starts decaying. And you said, how old are you? You're 65 years old. Now let me tell you something by the grace of God. You notice something? One word. Sir, can you come to me? His whole body moves. Why? Because one thought, sir, is a movement from God. One thought is a movement. You don't need a paragraph from God. You need to know the voice of God. He hears my voice and then He comes towards me. That is how simple it is for God to think to you. Instead of just speaking to you, communication creates thoughts. What am I saying to you today, sir? By the grace of God, you are not too young to be used by God. You are not too young. You are still going to make these young men and women understand there's a generation in here. Let me tell you, step back, but get behind the pack. push them into their destiny. Tell them, listen, I've had what I had in my time. When I was 19 years old, I didn't have what you have. But what I do feel right now is I'm going to take up my rightful place. And I tell you, Prophet Leon, I'm going to push all of you into your destiny. And I'm going to watch the greatness of God come, because there's a generation. Sir, I'm saying it with all the love in my heart. Prophet Leon, when we look at him, that is our future. When he looks at you, that is his past in the natural. That is why if the latter will be greater than the former must have left some great stuff behind. Not baggage, not a lot of stuff. You gotta leave some great stuff behind. So that the latter doesn't have to go back to the former and do what the former didn't do, but to improve. In your generation, this generation brought change. This generation brings improvement of the change. That's why I don't look for only... Hey, I'm feeling something here. Sir, there is no order in heaven called respect. That's number two. The Bible says honor your father and your mother, not respect them. God does not ask for respect. He asks for honor. If you call me father, where is my honor? Why? Honor is the highest level of the kingdom of God. And when we as fathers lower our dignity, as it were, the Father will lift you up as you lift up the next generation. You want to feel good that you are a part of the next generation. You know what? I salute you. They never had black churches in your time. I'm talking about the whole building now. I'm talking about people. Right? And it's a culture shock. Now you got used to it. Why? In every generation there is a new language. And all I do is I refuse myself to be trapped in a place after the cloud has left it. When the cloud moves, move with the cloud. And when the cloud moves, every family will have to uproot where they are in order to stay in the glory of God. But that's all I have for today, sir. It will keep you going until Jesus comes. Shift out of the wrong place. Stay in the right place. God bless you, sir.
Come on, let's give Jesus a praise offering. Come on, church, let's praise him a little bit longer than that. Amen. So just those that were in front with us that received a salvation, please just follow the person that was behind you. And I see that they are taking them through. And we just want to give you a gift. And we want to just share some information with you on your way forward. And, you know, we just want to thank and honor Apostle Neville Goldman and his beautiful wife, Pastor Roji, for their time. And, you know, the valuable word that we've just received. Can we just give them a proper praise offering? And it's really, you know, I think the biggest thing that I just took home was what I just received now. That there is still a former generation, and he's not the former generation, he's still a catalyst, very much so, in the apostolic, but that is prepared to push and propel the next generation for what needs to be done. You know, and the thing that was powerful, you know, a lot of people might mistake an encounter that we want to take over. The thing is, last year we took over. That was last year's New Year's message, right? We've already taken over. Now, from this year onwards, just as Apostle declared over our lives, over every single one of you, now is the time for us to take what we've received from this generation and improve. That is it. Amen? Amen. And with improvements, as Apostle and a prophet had announced earlier, we had our launch of the Global School of Ministry. And, you know, I think maybe just have your seats quickly. And, You know, we're very excited for the launch. And just with regards to earlier and the technical difficulties that we had, for those that are with us online, I just want to apologize for the difficulties that we had and the limitations that we have. We have phoned the people in America. We have rebuked the demon that was inside of them, that was basically withholding all our resources on the website. And it has been fixed. Okay? Amen. So I really want to thank Prophet for this opportunity, for the Global School of Ministry. And just in short, what you saw here was a demonstration from Apostle himself showing how the hands work, how the ministry of the gift works, but how simple and easy it is. And that is exactly what you'll receive in part at the Global School of Ministry with all the teachers that we have on board. And it's really going to be a powerful curriculum. And what I want to do is quickly, for those that are with us online and those that are in the house, I want them to bring up the website for me. And I'm going to take you through the website very quickly, because we do... I mustn't see that again. I command you to work right now. Amen. So this is the Global School of Ministry, church. Are you excited? They can just scroll down a little bit for me. Let's pause over there. No, you're too fast. Go down. The most important part. Pause right there. Discover the mind of God for your life. Discover the mind of God for your life. You have the ability to become anything that you want. The thing is, God has chosen you to be something very specific. The biggest thing that is lacking in the world. Schools will teach people to be a successful engineer, a mechanic, an architect, but it is self-serving. You have no ability to replicate what you're doing and put it in a person because you're not a teacher. At the Global School of Ministry, you will be equipped. You'll be taught, you'll be trained by way of revelation, demonstration, and the manifest presence of God to discover the mind of God for your life. Do you know that when a person knows the mind of God for their life, they are able to put themselves into someone else? They are able to multiply the mind of God and what God does specifically in another person's life. Now you are successful. So at the Global School of Ministry, when we speak of success, we speak of the ability for people, God's people, to become successful, be it in ministry or the business of ministry. Many of you might have thought that the Global School of Ministry is now to become a pastor or a minister. It is great. It is the high calling. It is the upward call. It is the most important thing. But some of you are called, just like Uncle John, to be pushing the pack, to be driving the pack, and to be a pillar in the house of God. That is where you'll be equipped in the business of ministry, through the Global School of Ministry. So every aspect through the very big and broad-faced curriculum, the 5 modules that we have, is very specific to the intent and God's mind for you that you have. And I want to just show you quickly how easy it is to register. So if you can just click for me, register here. And you'll see it'll take you through to the registration page where we can register now. So let's click register now. And you'll be able to do that on your mobile phone now. But I want to show you quickly, because just click on the choose options for me. So we have the early bird registration, like Prophet shared earlier, and you'll be receiving 10% discount off your registration to secure your seat. This is only going to run till the 15th of November, and you'll have 3 different payment plans that you can choose right now, and then you can take a 3-month payment plan. You can click it for me. And then you'll see there that it automatically applies your discount, and you say purchase now. And then it will take you through to the registration cart where you can. So now this is the great part. So for all the people that are partners with the Leon Depre International Ministry, there where the coupon section is, you would have received an email already in your inbox where you will go now into your profile on the Leon Depre website. You'll get your partner code and you'll put that code in there and you'll apply the coupon and you'll get an additional discount over and above the 10%. That you can use now. Here's the catch, because you know with me, there's always a catch. You've got 3 weeks to do it, to take advantage of this. And don't worry, after that, I'm going to up the price and you're going to pay more because I know you still want to join. Amen? Hey, guys. I'm only joking and provoking with you, but the discount will end. It will literally terminate. And then you literally go as simple as that, proceed to checkout, and then you will just fill in your registration form. We'll capture your details and you'll be in the system ready to participate at the first ever Global School of Ministry 2021. Amen. And this is such an exciting time. So when I said we spoke to the people in America, we had to make them understand that we don't operate in hundreds. This is the Global School of Ministry. So we've upgraded all our resources immediately. Our platform has the ability to take thousands and hundreds of thousands of people immediately, church. This will not be limited to this area. This is a global school that will be equipping this generation right now, as early as today, church. I don't care if you're young, if you're old. There's no age limitation. Like Apostle shared, you're only getting started right now with the work of God that has been locked up inside of you for too long. Who locked it up? God has never locked up anything inside of you. Never. Come to the Global School of Ministry and get equipped for your life so that the mind of God can be revealed inside of you. Amen. Amen. Church, I want you to enjoy the rest of the Sunday. Thank you for giving me your time. And let's just give Jesus Christ all the praise for today. Amen. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Please drive home safely.